basic idea behind letting the state issue video franchise agreements is that it will clear the way for other competitors to enter the marketplace. In the short term, that means AT&T, which wants to offer TV service over its internet lines. This plan would go easier on the industry in some ways. For example, right now people can get a partial refund if their provider knocks out their video service for more than 4 hours. This bill would require a day-long outage. But a Schwabenon Republican sponsor, Phil Montgomery, says it gives people a better option instead.
Rather than having government give you that money back, what this bill does allows you to walk down the street to their competitor that says our service is better.
The measure would also regulate satellite providers, a new step for the state and one that could potentially be challenged in court. And it would prevent communities from charging extra fees for public educational programming, a provision that's drawn protest from Sun Prairie Democrat Gary Hebel. Hebel says he's all for increasing competition, but says every day this plan gets put off is for the better.
All I ask of you is take the time it necessary to put out a bill that we can really be proud of, and not one that is purchased by corporations at the behest of lobbyists that have cornered many of us in the hallways here.
Assembly supporters had the numbers to pass this bill yesterday, but they didn't get the chance. Democrats used procedural rules to delay a final vote for at least another couple weeks. Senate supporters said they had the numbers in that chamber too, but majority Democrats referred the plan to the legislature's budget committee to get a better handle on how much it will cost. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.